Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the COINTELPRO pro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just shit to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
We would like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. We're in the field working with Abdul Shakur's The Balloon Release today. All praises are due to Allah. We're thankful to Almighty Allah. I didn't get no picture on your stuff with any lie. You didn't snap anything? Okay, well, Black Power. Black
Man.
Shake your man.
My phone is dead.
Oh, it's dead. Okay. Yeah, well, Black Power, I'll send you one back. So, Black Power, we are right here doing what we have to do to close the ceremony here. And we easy like Sunday morning and Sunday evening. We hope that you have enjoyed so far all of the been in observance and remembrance of our beloved brother Abdul Shakur. We're practicing a thing called No Black Panther Left Behind. The Honorable National Chairman, the brother Stephen Biko Muhammad, is what most of this is about. No Panther Left Behind is the effort following up with Abdul Shakur and all that he put in and we are remembering the best of Abdul Shakur, but in the spirit of freeing our beloved brother and our national spokesman, Stephen Biko. Stephen Biko Muhammad has dedicated himself to this effort, to freedom fighting, and to doing what he has to do to make a difference. So we hope that you will join us. We're here on Black Power Radio. We will be able to join in Ms. Sparkle Robinson as soon. We're dispersing from the park right now. And so I'll be going on to do the radio. Are you all okay right now? Are you okay? Okay, I'm left. Mrs. Indigo, we're on the move right here. All praises are due to Allah. We are thankful to Almighty Allah for the blessing of the opportunity to be on Black Power Radio and to be with you, our vast listening and our vast participating audience. You are the best audience, the best supporters that we've ever had. We hope that you will continue to support Black Power Radio. We have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet. We hope that you will consider that Black Power Radio has been in effect for about 10 years, and we continue to bring you information. We are the most informative, and we feel that it's the best radio that's ever been produced by any network of activists. Activism is we're basically flying solo with our activism, and it's simply because of the environmental influences causes most of them to not be so broad in their communication and in their communication efforts. And throughout America, we find that Black Power Radio is in the foremost, in the forefront of doing whatever we can do to make a difference. And in making that difference, we have been able to surround ourselves with fellow revolutionaries and with those that love black freedom, and they love justice. They love to manage the justice in their own hands. And in keeping that alive, the hopes and aspirations of Honorable Huey P. Newton, the hopes and aspirations of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, and we have become the best in freedom fighters. We've become experts in disseminating information and keeping the strong revolutionaries active and unified and bringing the best. We thank you. We want to thank Sister Janae for all that you have done.
Black power. We trying to pack up all this food. You missed a treat today for Black Love Sunday. We're going to continue on in the legacy of talking to the end. Okay. We're going to continue on with the legacy of the Washington, D.C. chapter of New Black Panther Party, Black Love Sunday. We want that to be the thing for all the Panther formations to adopt all over the country, Black Love Sunday, where you just get together in the park with your family and friends and just have a good time enjoying each other. We did this in remembrance of our beloved brother, Abdul Shakur. It was very monumental for us to do it at sunset and let the balloons go, which we fulfilled that purpose for coming out here at the park at Anacostia. And we want to continue to do this every Sunday, or at least one Sunday a month, like we promised the people that we would be doing throughout Washington, D.C. We do miss Brother Stephen Biko dearly. He is needed. My back is killing me. And I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Akbar. But thank you all for your prayers, your well wishes, your donations, your support. And we're going to beat this thing. That's your plate to give to the homeless. Okay. And we feeding the homeless. I hate to throw away food, but I can't take it all with me. So peace and black power to you all. And thank you for holding the line. Black power.
Black power, Sister Janae, to Brother Pete, Sister Michelle, all of those, Doshan Farad, all of those that showed up, Brother Imam Ali, all of those black power revolutionaries in Washington, D.C., for supporting Indigo Blue, all of the other revolutionaries that have joined us, Sister Claudia and Brother Imam and his wife and others that are just strongly supportive of black revolution. We continue to believe that black revolution is actually the only solution to aid and assist black people at this hour. We know that black revolution is the only thing that will cause the white man to have a nightmare. There's a strong armed military, a strong armed military that's willing to tax this no good, low down, filthy white man who seeketh to enslave you, seeking and practicing enslavement of black people, and he wants to put it in effect 100%. He is the man that has deceived black people ever since the very beginning of the relationship. Some say it may have started in Africa, but it started with a savage that was trying to make dictation to a civilized man that already had civilization. And in fact, there's proof and evidence that throughout the history and the biblical history that the white man rejected his first encounter with civilization. He rejected the civilization. In fact, the white man has moved in so many ways to bring about the destruction of the black man. He was seeking to distort the history and kick the nose from all of those the sphinx, the statues and things that were found engraved in history. He left the statue and broke off the nose, meaning that if he put a sharp feature on the nose, then it would be him. If he took the nose away, then he would distort history and say it was his nose that had been taken off. Or we don't know whose nose was taken off, or to put a mystery around the looks of King Tutankhamun on Imhotep and Isis and Osiris and all of those original people in medicine, health, and mathematics and science, all of those advancements for human society. The white man has stumbled and fumbled around, and now he's beginning to slowly but surely take credit for advancing human society. And say that you have been fit for nothing but a slave. You were fit to be a slave. But it is Dr. Frederick Douglass who teaches us that it is your knowledge, the knowledge that will make you unfit to be a slave. It is your knowledge that will make you unfit to be called a slave. It is your knowledge that you must use. It's not knowledge until you use it against your open and vicious enemy. As we open up for our beloved brother, it's come.
Peace be to Muhammad.
Goodbye.
What we are, no Black Panther left behind is the theory we have adopted, and we are exercising that theory at this hour for Black Power. We are, again, bringing it live across the world, around the nation, around the world, and all of those who love freedom, who love freedom fighting, love to fight for justice. And I believe he should be on our line. I don't know if we came up yet, but we're working on it. Let's see. Do we have Stephen Biko Muhammad live yet? Okay, we're still working on it. We're still trying to bring it up. We're still working on still bringing it up. Anybody can get the word to Stephen Biko Muhammad to redial, to make sure he redials again, and we'll get him live here on Black Power Radio. So we hope that you all will recognize the efforts that we are making to make these things happen. Let's see. We're right in the midst of it all. We thank you all for whatever you have sacrificed, whatever you have sacrificed to make things happen. We are, again, the Power Radio Network. We're going on a little bit late. We're coming up out of the pod, and we are trying to, again, sync it back up. Stephen Biko, we saw him out there at one point, and we probably lost his connection and asked him to redial. If anybody can get Stephen Biko Muhammad, if he can put the word out, and ask him to redial. And here he comes now. We're getting him.
To block all future calls, press 4. To refuse this call, press 5. This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. You begin speaking now.
Hey, y'all coming down, And we bring live Brother Jesus Tito Muhammad, our national spokesman, the new Black Panther Party for Justice, the Honorable Stephen Biko. As-salamu alaykum and Black Power, Black Power.
Wa alaykum salam, Black Power, Black Power brothers and sisters. I've been trying to reach y'all for a minute. I was made aware of the balloon release. I was trying to reach y'all during that time to let y'all know that I wanted to say a prayer, but I'm quite sure that the Sheikh remembered the prayer in reference to our fallen comrades. But I want to make brothers and sisters aware of what's going on right here in this facility that I'm being detained in as a political prisoner. They stepped up their repressive tactics on your brother. The new tactic that they're using now is when I'm asleep. We sleep in dormitories here, so when I'm asleep, what they're doing now is the sergeant and the lieutenant are doing their rounds. And while they're doing their rounds, if I'm sound asleep, they're prowling around my bunk area. And what they're doing is they're trying to put certain things in my bunk area that have no business being there. Luckily, a comrade noticed it last night and woke me up and brought it to my attention. I just confronted the lieutenant and I just confronted the sergeant concerning that issue, and they deflected me confronting them about what they did, given the impression that that's routine. My history in the Division of Correction and whatever state I've ever been in states that whenever an officer confronts a bunk area, the person that is on the bunk is to be notified. The person that sleeps in that area is to be notified that something, that the officer finds something irregular in that area prior to them even prowling in that area doing anything. The prisoner is to be notified of their presence and what their presence is there for. Right? What they're doing now is they're waiting until I'm asleep to try to put contraband inside of my bunk area in an effort to get me sanctioned and put me in isolation. I'm no stranger to isolation. Let's get that straight right now, brothers and sisters. You're dealing with a warrior, right? I'm a Panther at heart, and I'm a warrior in my DNA. So I cannot be broken. I will not be broken, but I'm letting y'all know that if you don't hear from me in a few days or whatever, if the Sheikh, the Nasser Chair don't hear from me, if my wife don't hear from me, if Sister Sparkle doesn't hear from me, if Brother Ashmael doesn't hear from me, if Brother St. Cooper does not hear from me through them, that is the key, that they sprung their trap or whatever trap that they're trying to spring, and they found a way to put me in isolation. What's happening here is that the consciousness level of these brothers and sisters that are incarcerated here is rising up. Panthers are being born every day inside of Pitt County Detention Center. Panthers are being born every day. Consciousness is being risen every day. Political consciousness is being risen every day. And every time political consciousness is being raised, those individuals that may have came here for a crime of poverty are no longer ordinary prisoners. At that point, they become political prisoners because they are politically awake to the oppressive and repressive draconian conditions under which they are being held. Another thing that is happening, and the Sheikh, National Chair, my wife, they're working on this right now. I am being, my Sixth Amendment right to due process is being violated right now. They're not affording me an opportunity to walk in a courtroom because they know that if I walk in the courtroom, I have the opportunity at that point to fire their court-appointed counsel. Their court-appointed counsel, his name is Charles Tyrell Clemens, right here in Greenville, North Carolina. He's been appointed as my counsel since June the 21st. I have not seen this man, haven't heard anything from this man. My wife has been emailing. She's been calling. Other people have been calling. They're very rude on the phone. They're hanging up on my wife. They're hanging up on other relatives, other comrades that are calling. And the court clerk stated openly that I cannot fire my attorney without the approval from the judge. That is a direct violation of my Sixth Amendment right to due process. It is a violation of my right to counsel of my choosing. So they're saying to me that if I tell the court that this man does not represent me, that this man is insufficient in terms of his counsel, is that this man has practiced professional turpitude and he's working with the state apparatus against his own client and I want to fire him, they're saying that the judge can force me to continue with him as my counsel. I'm saying that I need pressure I need pressure. I need y'all to get with the national champ. I need y'all to get with my wife's sister, Janae Muhammad. I need y'all to get with Brother Asherell. I need y'all to get with them and put pressure on these courts down here, particularly the chief magistrate. Put pressure on them to get me in that courtroom so that I can fire my counsel officially, so that I can begin the process all over again of filing my motions, my habeas corpus release, and everything, because right now what they're doing is they are removing my motions and my petitions to the court because they're saying that it cannot be put in by me. It has to be put in by the counsel. So what the counsel is doing is he's coming behind me right after I put the motion into the court. They're notifying him that I'm filing these motions, and he's coming right in behind me and snatching these motions out of court. And he's postponed 3 court appearances already. I haven't even set foot in the courtroom. He's postponed 3 court appearances. My wife has contacted them and blasted their asses about the treatment that is going on with me down here, and they won't even listen to it. They hang the phone up on it. She called them back, blasting the hell out of them, trying to get them to recognize my Sixth Amendment right to due process and my Fourth Amendment, my 14th Amendment right to the right of equal protection under the law. So they're saying that Carolina Constitution trumps federal Constitution, and we know, brothers and sisters, that the Panthers, they don't know anything else. They know the law. They know right, and they know wrong. They know what is constitutionally guaranteed as our right, and what is a civil right as opposed to a constitutionally guaranteed right. We know the amendment like we know the back of our hands. And I'm saying to y'all, brothers and sisters, I really and truly need y'all help in this hour. I really appreciate everything that has been done, the lobbying that has been done, the buying of the free BCO merchandise. I appreciate all of this that is being done, the aiding and assisting with the legal defense. I appreciate all of this. But right now, what your brother needs from you right now is we need a campaign going all across the damn state. I need call-ins. I need brothers and sisters to call my wife, get that number to that attorney's office from her, get the number to the clerk's office down here from her, and we want to create a call-in campaign, letting them know that your brother has support on the outside, and that the outside is not going to allow him to continue to have his constitutionally guaranteed rights violated. Black power. Black power, can you hear me?
Black power and black power to our national spokesman, Stephen Biko. And we received that information, and we appreciate your effort tirelessly working behind the wall to get justice and to free yourself from captivity to a vicious enemy of ours that seeks to do injustice towards a black man and a freedom fighter who don't want the black people to go free for ourselves. And we appreciate every effort and all of those families that are fighting nationwide to free the people. We have a campaign that no black panther left behind. We are pushing the campaign, and his name is Honorable Stephen Biko, who's pushing all of the ancestors, Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, Frederick Douglass, Honorable Prophet Nat Turner, and our beloved Queen, the Harriet Tubman, and Harriet Douglass to be on the land, and Harriet Tubman on the land with Frederick Douglass, on the land with our beloved noble and honorable Prophet Nat Turner. We can pick cotton on our own land. Pick,
yes, sir.
Blueberries, organic, all organic food. And clothing them from our
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And action the enemy to leave the land. Our land, and we have never been except the real land, the true land of this particular continent. It is never the white man. He is an immigrant, and he should be booted out.
That's right.
Minimum out of time. He does not have rights. The four times is exactly right. He does not have jurisdiction. The only problem we have, black people, is that they have disturbed and maybe even destroyed our power of discrimination that prolonged exposure to the enemy. We lost our power of discrimination. Brother Stephen
Biko, yes, sir.
Well known that, we can't discriminate the wisdom. Don't know the answer. Can't recognize the truth. That just full of defeat from the prolonged relationship with the opposition, Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power. Black Power.
So just continue to do the love thing. We're making our effort to the community so we can switch all it on to Parker Robinson, the host tonight, and to get all those things.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome to stay online. Call whenever you recognize your numbers go to the top of the music. Anywhere to push one in sequence, it will put you right at the top of our studio here at Black Power Radio. So it's just a tremendous effort. We love and respect you so much for holding the line for the revolutionary and for all Black Revolution and all the oppression across the world. But we know what we got right here in D.C. to just execute another one of our youngest. We had the rally and Quan Gilmore with 10 shots, which is crazy. When he's not supposed to even fire one single shot, he had fired 10 shots into our youngest and it executed him. Now, I'm about to call it after Muhammad to stop the goddamn and start the Black Revolution. Stop the enemy.
That's right.
And start the Black Revolution.
Stop the revolution. Yes, sir.
That's right.
We gotta let caskets roll in their neighborhood. The way they let caskets roll in ours, when they come and kill one of ours, every time they commit acts of genocide on our people, brother, we have to send a clear message to them that this is unacceptable. That the Black community has reached a level where we're tired and we ain't taking this shit no more. And we have to be vigilant in that position. And we gotta hold the goddamn line. When they come against us, we have to be ready. We have to be ready. We have to be even more ready to come against them as they come against us. We don't believe in turn the other cheek philosophy. We don't believe in nonviolent revolution. Revolution is bloody. And when they have decided that we are the prey and they are the hunters, we have to let them know that we're not easy prey. We're not easy prey, and we're not going to continue to allow them to hunt us wholesale in the streets of Washington, D.C., in the streets of New York, in the streets in the urban cities of America. We're not going to continue to allow them to hunt us down like dogs, shoot us down, and there's nothing done in return but speeches. There's nothing done in return but marches. That kind of response to the open killing of our people needs to stop. Because as long as we have that kind of response to the open slaughter of our people, they're going to continue to do. Ain't no damn turn the other cheek in revolution. There is retribution in revolution. Black Power.
Black Power. And it's even very clear that we intend to continue. And this is the thing that we have to address. That the opposition wants to continue a certain form of enslavement. And that we represent, but the people and I represent the end to all forms of enslavement, especially when it concerns something being done to Black people in America. Something, if you want to call it African American, you want to call it a Negro, you want to call it anything you want to call it. But we know we're just as dead as the Moorstein, just as dead as the Sunni Muslim, just as dead as the Nation of Islam. That's the name,
yes, sir.
A Christian of Christ, a Christian in Christ, a Christian with barely got Christ, Jehovah to Methuselah, from all the way Black to Jesus or Esau Ibn Marian, the Suleiman or Solomon.
Yes, sir.
There was nothing new under the sun, and the white man is proving that every day. He has never changed his tactics. He always speaks in some form of deceit, and he never ceases to deceive us at every turn in the road. Right, but it's true that he's not a devil, but he lies the devil himself. There's no one, no
yes, sir.
Anyone who could design a slave ship, who could think up the idealism to produce a slave ship and actually draw that out, but then who would carry other than the devil himself, would carry out the building, the actual construction of a slave ship. There's no accident, brother and sister. My first big job, big money paying job, was building ships. So I know how you construct that. Only, beloved brother and sister, a handful of people can fit on a goddamn slave ship. Oh, God caused me to bear witness to that early as a baby boy. And understood that we came from here. We're from the land, from this land. Many of us, the majority of us, are from this land. But they were deceived when they were captive, and they were seeking to destroy the African presence that was right here on this continent. Seeking to destroy the idea of all of our great inventions, all of the great science that is attributed to the black men here. Not one of them, their so-called founding fathers, could match our founding fathers and our founding mothers. They couldn't match Harriet Tubman. That's why she was so great. They couldn't match Nat Turner. They couldn't match Benjamin Banneker and laying up the city of Washington. They couldn't match, you understand, Albert Frederick Douglass. Abraham Lincoln was no match for Frederick Douglass. Not even close, brother and sister. This man was so far advanced mentally, spiritually, intellectually, and spiritually, and on every turn in the road, politically advanced, so far ahead of this cat called Ben, not Ben Franklin, but Ben Franklin to Benjamin Banneker, but Frederick Douglass to Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln, his man, was a white nationalist named Andrew, and everybody over and over, Brother Steve, and to the audience, overlooked the dirt that's been done to black people by Andrew Johnson. Andrew Johnson was the vice president to Lincoln, who took over and put all this Jim Crow in effect. You see what I'm saying? You there with me, Biko? If indeed he is gone, I know he will be back, and he will be black. But the facts remain that nobody has done the devastation to match this cat named Andrew Johnson. You can study the history over and over. You can listen to all of your black fact finders. You can listen to Dr. Yosef Ben-Yakana. You can listen to Dr. Leonard Jeffries, James Smalls, all of them, Dr. Ivan Van Sertima. Listen to all of these historians in modern day, ancient day, any day of history, all modern day whites, Jews, blacks, any way you want to cut it, you will not. You will not match Andrew Johnson. He is the total personification of this Jim Crowism and Jim Crow idea. He is the architect of this modern enslavement. This is what we really want you to comprehensively understand. See, comprehend. I don't care if you overstand it. I don't care if you understand it. And comprehend what we're saying and process it, and then do something about what you know. So you got a whole lot of tricks in the game on this side of the equation. Oh, well, we don't understand. We overstand. What the hell is the difference if you received it and processed it, comprehended, and did something? What's the difference if you overstand it and didn't do a damn thing about it? So you got to come clean today, brother and sister. You're dealing with real revolutionary and real black revolution right here. Live on Black Power Radio. I'm not going to let you stand there and make a mockery of the church. And I tell you, go out and recruit, go out and get money, go out and do these things. And first person, you go into somebody in the church, and you got all that noise, all of that noise to make about the church. Been done to us, brother and sister. I'm here to bear witness. Some terrible things have been done to us. But now, I'd like to ask you a question, same person. Cross-examination question. What are you going to do? But now, see, now you got it. Now what you going to do with it? What you going to do about that? Going to let this man walk off scot-free? Going to let him off the hook? After you know what he has done, after you know precisely what he is doing to black people, and the big thing is what he plans to do in the future of his corruption and in the future, what his intentions are towards black people in general, is not a a good thing, brother and sister. It's not a good thing at all. And so, therefore, we appeal to you to bring your revolution, to continue to fight for black revolution, to continue to recruit in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, as we arrive into the studios and getting things crunk, getting prepared for Sister Sparkle Robinson. We just left Anacostia Park. Again, that's the name of the ancestor. We didn't get that name from Europe. Anacostia was already here when the European got here. We had us some, you know what I mean, Pocahontas. Think about these things, brother and sister. There was already Tuskegee on the ground. There was already chiefs among all of our tribes, Cherokee, my tribe, and the Blackfoot. If my foot is black, you need a rocket scientist to tell you the rest of the color of my anatomy. If my foot is black, figure out the color of the rest of my anatomy. There's just so many terrible things have been done to us that the obvious things will smack you in the face. You got COVID-19. Well, hell, I'm telling you straight up, I've never gotten over COVID-18. I've not gotten past what has been done to us by the 666. No coincidence, and none of these numericals and the mathematics working out perfectly for the divine number, divine time, and the divine signs of the time, brother and sister. Just you have to wake up and use your knowledge against your vicious enemy. Because I am here to tell you, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, that it is not knowledge until you are able to use it against your vicious and open enemy. And we have to say, namely, the white man. No one built that slave ship, brother and sister, but the white man. No one distorted the history and told you all the millions of people they put on one little small slave ship, but the white man. There's so much devastation has been done to us. So many deceptions have been put over on us. That we're full of deceit and don't even recognize the truth. Don't recognize the truth when it's right in our face. It could stare us straight in the face for centuries, and we don't even acknowledge the truth. When someone, like I say, try to make you hip to it or hip you to the truth, you want to throw stones. You will kill the messenger. If it tells too much truth, it exposes your, if you have established a pasteurized or homogenized relationship with the white man, and to preserve that homogenized or that pasteurized relationship with the white man, you want them to overlook that part that exposes where you are in cahoots with the opposition. You're in cahoots with the white man. And you want to overlook that part. You want us to undermine our ancestors for some social or some convenience, you understand. This is what has been done to us, so many deceptions that we have been almost deceptive by nature, by character. But all praises are due to Allah, not by nature. You are a deceiver by a social description of social circumstances. But you are not a deceitful person by nature. You're going against your nature because of prolonged exposure to the white man, prolonged exposure to the opposition has caused you to be a deceiver. But all praises are due to Allah. We have the wake-up juice. We're going to bring it to you live from the studio. Got our beloved sister, Sparkle Robinson's out there, pushing the Stephen Biko T-shirt. We've sold a whole lot of T-shirts out here today, helping our beloved brother Stephen Biko behind the wall. And we want y'all to heed the call. Like the Farrakhan would say in the final call, he said, heed the call, y'all. He said that the white man's heaven is a black man's hell. This is the one that I know that came out against the opposition. Farrakhan, I sold you with. Said, heed the call, y'all. Huh? The white man's heaven is a black man's hell. I'm going to turn that over to our beloved sister who's waiting in the studio. My beloved sister, Sparkle Robinson, the host for the rest of the evening. We thank you for joining us. We thank you for supporting us. Call your friends and tell them to dial 202. Or excuse me, come on, come black. I'm in the D.C. area code, but it's actually the New York area code, 646-478-4447. Go ahead and tell them to call right now, 646-478-4447, as we bring us. Our beloved host tonight is Sister Speak, the Black Panther Women Speak, right here live on Black Power Radio. We want you to help us to receive and welcome our beloved sister, the National Minister of Finance, our beloved sister Sparkle Robinson. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power.
Assalamu alaikum, salam. Black Power, Black Power, my brother. I'd
Black
also
power,
like to thank Sister, Janae today for such good job and all the hard work and the preparation of the food for the balloon release for our dearly beloved brother Shakur, Abdul Shakur, who has left us and went on to be an ancestor. We will miss him very dearly. And I also want to put in everyone's mind that this is Black August, and it's a time to educate yourself about oppression. And moreover, it's a time to commemorate for our political prisoners. And we have our own brother Biko that is a political prisoner right now. And like he just stated, on three occasions, he was not even allowed due process to have a trial. So, Brother Biko, I just want to say that we will be fighting with your wife, Janae, and all of us will be fighting in the background and those on the front lines. So we are here, and we will make it known that you are not getting due process, and you're locked up with no criminal intent. Black Power, my brother, and we love you. Tonight's guest is a very special guest. I'd like to welcome the lovely Dr. Angel Wood. She is so patient and takes her time and explains the different medical approaches. And we're going to talk about the holistic approach to medication tonight. She specializes in acupuncture, herbal therapy, and a whole lot more. She is a natural integrative medicine. That's what she's into. Welcome, Dr. Wood. How are you tonight? You have to press 1 to be on the line.
Did she press 1? Can you give me her first 3 or first 6 digits on that number?
I think I know she was on. She hung up once and called
240?
Back in. Her number.
240-755.
Yeah, that's you can try that. Yeah.
Let me try that. The 240. Actually, to press 1 again, please. I think it's 240-755.
Okay, I'll press it again.
All right, press 1. Now you're live on Black Power Radio. You go to the top.
Hello.
There we go.
Hi.
Black Power.
Hey,
Black Power.
Yeah, Dr. Wood. How are
you? Can
you
hear me?
Black Power Queen. Thank you so much
Hi.
For joining us tonight.
Yeah. Hello. This is Dr. Angel Wood. Thank you guys for having me on your platform. I'm really excited about this.
We're
I really do appreciate
You're
and I honor and I honor this process as well. Thank you for being the power and the strength
and
that you are in our community.
Welcome to Black
Thank
Power
you.
Radio. Black Power.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, the one thing that go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. The one thing that I became a doctor is because of the community. What's happening with the community? What's going on with the community? When I grew up in the hood, Lafayette Projects, coming from that area. And what I saw as I grew up were a lot of Black men and Black women being killed off and me always having to go to hospitals and funerals. So my question that I asked myself at a very young age is, what am I going to do to help my community? How am I going to support my community? And when I studied at school, I studied biogenetic engineering, cellular molecular biology, because for me, to understand the human body is to know how it functions and works. So you need to know all the odds and ends of the human body. So I studied it from a genetic standpoint. Then from there, I went further, and I said, okay, we need a little bit more than this. How do we connect? How do we heal our bodies naturally? Where do we come from? So I also started studying natural medicine as well. So I come from a Western medical standpoint and an Eastern medical standpoint. And I don't just come from a trained system of knowledge, which is trained according to the United States of America. I also come from my ancestors, my African-American ancestors. I come from a black standpoint as well, where I stand and I walk in truth as it relates to the medicine of all people. And that's my walk in this life. How do we heal the community? So some of the things that I offer at my office where people don't really address or pay attention to is mind, body, and spirit healing. You can't heal one without the other. Listening to the conversation of what Brother Akbar was saying, you have the yin with the yang. You have the good with the bad.
That's
so
right.
In my practice, I deal with the yin and yang, good with the bad. You have to have the balance. The balance includes the yin and yang energy. You cannot strip from that and say one way is this way of being and one way is that way of being. We have to have the balance. If we can't have the war without the peace, then there is no balance. So we need
the
balance. When it comes to Chinese medicine, we need the balance. So I took it from that angle, looking at it from a Western medical standpoint and an Eastern medical standpoint. How do I bring it together in the community? So one of my specialties that I work towards is gut health, gastroenterology, and Eastern medicine. So I diagnose and treat from a gut perspective in Eastern medicine. And what my community don't know is we are a powerful genetic being of people. Melanated skin people, our genetics is powerful. I sat at University of Maryland Medical School, and at the graduation, we had a surgeon general speak, and he said this. He said, people, we need great scientists. Great scientists recognize the genetics and power of the black people. You understand?
Yes,
so my
ma'am.
Question was, how do I contribute to our community? What is a way that I can contribute to our community that can heal us from the inside out, not from the aesthetic standpoint, which is the outside in? We want to go from the inside out. And the way we can do that is to heal the gut. Heal the gut. The gut is a direction connection to the brain. What people don't know, when we have mental illness in our community, mental illness stems from genetic issues as well. We cannot ignore genetic heritage issues. We cannot ignore the pain that we have sustained over many years. We cannot ignore the womb of the black woman and how fibroids has attacked our womb and prevented many of us from becoming pregnant. We cannot ignore all of this stuff. All of this exists in our community. So we have to pay attention to all of this. And if you're keen and you're paying attention, you're going to see that these are things that are showing up now. There are so many other things showing up, but I don't have much time to get into it here. But as a scientist, I am a born scientist, graduated one of the top medical schools in Baltimore City, University of Maryland Medical School, studied genetics. So I'm telling you, it's deep what's happening with our genetics. But when we heal the gut, we heal the body, mind, and soul. This is why I chose gastroenterology as a specialty in my profession. Because when we take it from that angle, we can heal the mind. We can also heal the soul. And we have deep issues that stem from ancestral lines, deep issues. Our men have deep issues. We have psychological issues that we deal with. We have issues that causes our body to go into convulsions at times when we're stressed out. And it's all because of how our gut and our mental state is focusing. Are we healing that? Some ways to heal that. Now, let me get into some good things that I'm going to just give y'all some tidbits on how to heal that. You got to eat the right foods, people. Everything starts with the foods that you eat. Everything begins and ends with the foods that you eat. Literally. Everything in stores now is just about process. if you can go to some of these farmlands and get yourself whatever you need to eat with, then do that. If you can't, then try to keep it organic if you can. If you cannot do that, learn how to wash your vegetables and your fruit. Because what I see in my gut health process, I see a lot of parasites, I see a lot of worms, I see a lot of constipation. And the constipation is, it stems from mental, emotional stuckness. And I have to deal with that with my patients because they are all over the place when they come in there.
So, and rightfully so, I would think, because a lot of the problems that we experience as Afro-Americans or African-Americans, shall I say, are problems that other races can identify with. And I would think that COVID didn't make it any easier because we were locked in for about a year. Mm-hmm. And because of that, a lot of people did not have the means to purchase the organic foods. Being locked in with your mate was letting the domestic violence rates go up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a whole lot of things going on, a lot of arguing, a lot of bickering back and forth. Just a real hard time. So for people that already had mental issues, and speak of the substance abuse issues, and then all of the systemic racism that we have been dealing with for over 500 years now, and you add that up, you have to expect some kind of time bomb to explode. I mean, just how much can the human body take mentally and physically and emotionally?
And it was a road of destruction on not just one race of people, but the whole race of community, the whole people. And again, what was coming into my office and what is coming into my office now is people are angry, people are hot, quick tempered.
Yeah.
They're showing up frustrated. So it has taken a toll mentally on a lot of people. Let's not even go into our children, our babies, our next future generation. They are messed up. And we still don't know how this has affected them just yet. But raising two black sons, I'm looking at it now. It's not easy. So
no, it's not.
It has taken us to a level of how do we deal with this? How do we combat this? And the one way to do it is certain foods that we can eat that can calm the body, certain nutrients that we can take that can heal the body, that can literally pull toxins out of the body. I mean, it's a whole heap of things that we can do if you are open to giving yourself permission to heal from the toxicities of the waste and the toxicities of the world. There are a lot of things we can do. And again, it all starts with the gut. And a lot of people don't know that. The gut is the second brain of the body. Now, the heart is the powerhouse, but the gut is the second brain of the body. So it all depends on the foods you're eating. I tell people in my office, eat one apple a day. That's all I ask. I ain't asking for much. Eat one apple a day and trust and believe that will help to move the constipation, the stagnation, the stuckness out of the body. It will help. But not only do you have to eat that one apple, then you got to get into the greens like our ancestors did. Our ancestors knew about the herbs and the greens. Yeah, they knew how was that. They not only knew about it, they looked in the toilet.
Yes, because we have been fortunate enough, hope we're going to speak it to it in existence, that we have acquired this land, Harriet Tubman's land on the Eastern Shore, and we're looking at an organic garden. And our hopes is to bring fresh food in from the farm to the urban communities.
That
because
would be wonderful.
The food in our communities, I know like in Washington, D.C. in Ward 8, the food is old. You know, they actually transport old meat to Ward 8 from other grocery stores.
Wow.
And stock the stores that are in better communities with fresher produce and fresher meat and things of that nature. So if we're not getting good food, then we need to probably learn some agricultural skills to learn how to garden and things of that nature. We have to take it back to the old school with our grandparents and our great-grandparents. Like, if we have houses and we live next door to each other, and you're talking about those leafy greens, I remember those greens and your great-grandmother saying, hey, drink that pot liquor in the pot.
Yep, exactly,
that,
exactly.
That pot liquor was protection on your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people
yes,
know. I mean, and I still keep pickle juice in a bottle if I have an upset stomach. I mean, it's just so many natural remedies that our grandparents and the ones before that knew about. But back to the point I was trying to drive home is that with the agriculture piece of it, if we're neighbors and you're growing vegetables, you're growing greens and you're growing cabbage or what have you, and I'm growing sweet potatoes and potatoes, and the next neighbor's growing this, if we could just work it like that or have a community garden and start doing those type of things, we can be a lot healthier, but we have to put it back in our hands and take it out of the current colonizer hands of what they're feeding us. We have to take charge.
And I agree with that, but we have to also be educated in it, because still a lot of people are not educated in it. So they need that guidance and that understanding of where do we begin with this? How do we begin with this? And a way for us to begin with this is for somebody to light the match. I was getting ready to say something, but I'm going to hold back on that. But somebody got to light the match and put the fire where it needs to be held at, you know?
That's right.
So,
that's right.
I'm here to start it, whatever. I'm here, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Trust and believe. People have come to me and asked me many questions of how. Well, guess what? I can't really tell you how, but I can point you in the direction. I can point you in the direction. And furthermore, a lot of this comes from my ancestral line, which is different the medical license that I hold. Yeah, I got the medical license from the medical schools. But still, there's a deeper aspect to the African-American learning when it comes to healing and health, because we're following a lineage, and that lineage was taught to me from my mother, from my father, from my grandparents, and I got it. Through the grace of God, I got some of it anyway. But anyhow, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect.
I know what you mean. None of us are.
I got some
of
it.
I remember gardening with my granddad, and that was like one of my favorite things to do when he would start that garden every Good Friday. Good Friday, that's when he started planting his tomatoes and so on and so forth, and he grabbed his straw hat, and then I'll grab my little straw hat, and we'd be out there. And I'd be in the way really a lot, but he'd be letting me put dirt over stuff, making me feel like I was – and I was really learning a little bit about gardening. And the other piece is so relaxing when you get into the earth mentally. It really calms me down when I'm grounding. You know, I can take my shoes off and I can just feel comfortable, you know, getting in tune with the earth itself again. You know, the things that we don't do because there's so much technology. We all sitting in front of computers and cell phones all day long. So we're not thinking about the gardening and the exercising and the walking in the park and all of those things that kept our brain and kept us functioning, you know, and making us feel healthier than what we are. We have some really unhealthy habits, I think, due to some of the technology, sitting around playing video games all day and, you know, when you're in a city and you get on a train or the bus, no one says hello hardly anymore. We don't hold conversations.
No type of chivalry or compassion or understanding or brother, I love you because you are me. I am you. When I point at you, I point at myself. It's like people forget. And not only that.
Or on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
But let me go back to some of the healing things of the garden that our community needs to understand and know about, because I have done a lot of reading about things, but I've also gotten spiritual downloads about things too. So a healer is not just one way of being. They're multifaceted. They can't be one way of being, not a healer. not a person ordained and called to heal. No, they got to be many ways of being. But anyhow, let me tell you something about the gardening. And let me tell you something about our community and water. Let me tell you some things about that.
Please
back
do.
In the day when our ancestors, from the African perspective, because that's what I know, that's what I know, I'm black, our ancestors, what they used to do when our brother or sister had mental illness, they used to make them walk around the water. They made them walk around the water
wow.
when they had mental illness. Do you know? Let me tell you why they made them walk around the water. Because the water is a healing tool for us. It is truly a healing tool for us. When you garden, you are literally, as you said earlier, Sparkle, you're touching the earth, the grounding energy. And that grounding energy is pulling into the body saying, I got you. I'm going to hold this space with you. We are connected. So when you're doing things like that, it helps you to reawaken the true essence of who you are. Those were gifts that were handed to us from generations to generations. And now in this new society, this new way of being, we have to find whatever the gifts may be in those, which I haven't really thought about it yet because I still hug the trees. And I'm going to tell you why I hug the trees.
I tried that. And people were looking at me like I was crazy, but it's true in that hugging the trees.
Let me
tell you. It's true.
Let me tell you, when you hug the tree, you take off your shoes and you say, tree, hi, tree, I don't know you. You don't know me, but I know you here because you were placed on this earth to heal me. So I got all of this crap going on with me right now, and I need something to hold me strong so that
grounded.
I don't fall, so that I don't fall. And when you connect with the energy of that powerful tree, it literally resurges the body. It truly resurges the body. I can't begin to tell you, my son, Nigel, he's 18. He was high school and soon to be finished college. What he
all
did,
right.
What the stuff he put me through, woof, when I tell you I had to take him back and forth to high school, back and forth to college, I would just stand out there and hug the tree, and people would look at me like I'm crazy, but by the time I finish hugging that tree, I feel so rejuvenated.
I know.
So I'm just saying, these are natural elements that can heal us. That one apple a day, it'll save your life. Let me tell you how powerful that one apple a day is. It's getting fiber in the bloodstream. It's moving cholesterol and plaque out of the arteries. That one apple a day is giving you five tastes, sweet, sour, bitter. It's giving you all five tastes. That way your body will rebalance itself. When you get ready to eat your next meal, you don't crave a lot of stuff. And these are just basic things I'm telling you guys. But there's so much
that
we can.
So that would actually work for somebody that might have like an eating disorder. And I'm saying a disclaimer now. We are not telling you to do any of this stuff without checking with your clinician here on Black Talk Radio. But a lot of this stuff may help you not crave so much food, like you said. So if I had an eating disorder, eating an apple a day could very much help me other than taking like weight loss pills, if you will.
It can help. Yes, it can help. The key thing is we speak from a perspective of it can help. Yes, it can help. And when we speak from that perspective, then it's legal. So it definitely can help. So people, it's up to y'all. You have a choice in everything that you do. You have a choice, and it's always up to you what you want to do. I tell people all the time, I'm here to willingly, lovingly, openly give you my knowledge, but it's up to you to run with it. And if you run with it, I'm going to run beside you.
Thank you.
You know, I'm a partner with
you
and run beside you.
I have a real, real good question I want to ask you, because in the conscious community, my brothers and sisters, it's an ongoing discussion about not putting you on the spot to answer whether you should or not take the COVID vaccination, but what are some of the power foods that will help, you know, fight against or should I say, I'm going to put it this way, what are some power foods that will help build our immune system?
Come see Dr. Angel. That's one of them. But anyhow, look, I'm great. Give the conscious community. I'm great. Give the community a gift. Get a pen and paper out, you guys. Write this down.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is you got to learn how to wash your fruits and vegetables. And I keep reiterating this because it's important. The fruits and vegetables do hold a lot of chemicals. So you have to learn how to wash those. Let me tell you how you wash the fruits and vegetables. You probably already know or you don't know. Apple cider vinegar and water. Let it sit in that for about 10 to 30 minutes. It's up to you. Let it sit in that, and it's going to kill off everything. Get some ionic silver. Put a little bit of that in there as well, and that will kill off everything too. So that's how you wash fruits and vegetables. So I'm just throwing that out there. And people, you can do what you want with that. It's up to you. Now, other things. Oh, no, I ain't finished. Go and get some more.
Thank you for that. I'm trying to type it and listen.
Okay, so some other things you can use to help build the immune system. What have I been talking about from the beginning? One apple a day. Honey, it's powerful.
One apple a day.
Also, start taking some. Now, I know you guys have heard of this before, but now we got to detox the body. So we got to now detox the body because we're dealing with the COVID stuff out here, whatever's going on with it. So we're dealing with that. So you got to detox the body. So you want to get some. Listen, people, here it is. I'm going to throw this out there. Charcoal. You want to take that, and that is going to pull metal toxins out of the body. Charcoal will pull metal toxins out of the body.
Okay.
So you want to get a charcoal toothbrush if you can.
Okay.
And you're going to brush your teeth with a charcoal toothbrush. Another thing you can do is oil pulling. Let me tell you what oil pulling is. 1 tablespoon of organic natural coconut oil, squish that in your mouth until it becomes liquefied. The mouth, and then rinse the mouth well. When I tell you the power of that, your teeth will become two shades lighter, and any cavities that you may have or whatever, it may even release the cavities or get rid of the cavities, okay? It may do that. So I'm just saying, you have everything you need. That's because I'm coming from the old school.
I'm loving it.
So you have everything you need to help yourself. There are some other things you can do. You can do a water fast, a 24-hour water fast that will help to build the immune system as well. Now, for people who are dealing with diabetes and high blood pressure and things like that, you want to be careful with the root vegetables. Be very careful with the root vegetables because the root vegetables are highly sweet. We know that. They're highly sweet. So you want to be careful with that. But other than that, I can give y'all a whole story of other things to do, but I'm trying to give y'all basic stuff that you already have in your cabinet that you can work with. Here are some herbs. You ready? I'm not going to give you the Chinese herbs, but I'm going to give you the simple stuff because this is the stuff that helped me and my children whenever my daughters got sick and they were going to school back in the day. It helped them to clear off infections, viruses, and bacteria. My children never caught the flu. They never had any childhood diseases. Are y'all ready for the simple?
Yes.
All right.
Bring it on.
Garlic.
Thank you.
A tablespoon of garlic.
Okay.
And you're going to stink for about 7 days, but you got to do it. A tablespoon of garlic inside of some chicken broth. And you're going to drink that. Whenever you feel a virus or a cold or a flu or something coming on, tablespoon in chicken broth. And I'm not joking with y'all. It better be chicken broth. Y'all been not telling me no crazy stuff. It better be chicken broth. Okay. Just get the chicken off the bones, okay?
Because
I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to try this.
chicken helps us heal, people. It helps us heal. Okay. So you got to do that. So just boil the bone.
When you got sick, we had to eat chicken noodle soup all the time or chicken broth. So it has
let
to be
them,
something to that.
Let them had added one tablespoon of garlic to that. Girl, that thing would have cleared up within a few days. It would have cleared up within a few days.
You know I'm going to try that.
And then something else, people, rosemary. Rosemary is a
rosemary.
Key factor in helping to build the immune system.
I doubt all my meat with rosemary, garlic rosemary.
Yep. It's a key factor. That's a wonderful thing. Another thing you want to look at is oregano oil.
Okay.
Now I'm getting ready to tell y'all something. Oregano oil is a powerful, it helps because it has antibacterial and antiviral tendencies. So it helps the body to fight off stuff. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Oil of
you.
Oregano. Just go to the store and get the little oil of oregano pills. That's all you need. And open up one of those. Now, you have to have a carrier oil with it because oil of oregano will burn. So you want to use a carrier oil when you are trying to take it. Like if you have a major anything, virus or bacteria going on, just use a carrier oil to take it. Or you can just take the whole pill and that's it. But oil of oregano can take away. It can help with a lot of viruses and bacteria. There are some other things that you can use to help fight off some other stuff. I cannot mention that on here. You guys, once you know what you know, learn what you learn, and you're still learning and you're still open to learning, then our goal is to offer it to the community so that the community can save lives, can help heal themselves, can tap on their brethren and say, you look like you might be sick. Let me offer you this advice. Actually, let me give you a care package. Let me just give you a whole all-natural food care package. You know, stuff like that, because we have to now, we can't do it all by ourselves. As much as the world told us that we can't. We need the community.
Impossible.
We need each other now more than anything at this point.
Definitely.
Yes, we
That's
do.
Right.
We need the village more than anything at this point. And our elderly, we better shut young people, shut your mouth and listen to them. They may sound like they're going on the wrong side. You know, young people, shut your mouth and listen to them. They may seem like they done gone to the other side of town, but I guarantee you they're going to give you a jewel by the time you get up and walk away. All you got to do is listen. All you got to do is listen. That's where some of my knowledge came from, the elderly.
It's mine, too. I mean, and I actually was so upset because I lost a lot of information when I moved some years back. I had actually written down a lot of home remedies that my great-grandmother had given me. Exactly, and I have none of it. I can only remember some of it very vaguely, but she was mixed Indian, and she didn't believe in taking medication at all, and she was really familiar with the herbs and stuff in the garden and, you know, what your power foods were for different things. And I mean, I'm talking going back to the school where they say cut an onion in half and put it under your foot, under the heel of your foot.
And it works. It pulls the toxins out. It works.
Mm-hmm.
And then something else. I went shopping with my mother today because I drove 10 hours all the way to South Carolina to see my mom. I went shopping with her today. It's okay. I went shopping with her today, and I noticed in her cabinetry, she did not have, guess what she didn't have, people. Now, I'm getting ready to tell y'all something that y'all don't know, but y'all need to know. Listen to this, people. Those little, y'all go and get the corn syrup and stuff to put on y'all pancakes, the syrup to put on your pancakes.
Uh-huh.
Bump those syrups. Literally, bump those syrups, okay? Here's what you want to get. Here's what you want to get because it has magnesium. It has calcium. It has all of the stuff in it that you need to help you through your lifetime. You ready for this? what our old grandparents used to do. You ready? All right. Write this down, people. Black strap molasses.
Wow. I remember
it has
that.
All the nutrients in it that you need. It has a powerful iron content in it. You need that level of iron for the blood. I mean,
yeah, that's good
that
for
stuff.
Young ladies too.
Mhm. Oh my gosh. Oh, if you want to talk about something with young women, and I'm just going to throw this out there, and then I'm going to give y'all a tidbit for men, because I can't do the yin without the yang. I got to do the male with the female, okay?
Thank you.
Females, if y'all have bacterial infections or whatever, listen to this. And y'all probably already know. Go on Amazon, okay? I'm going to tell you where to go get it. And order the boric acid. It will clear out yeast and bacteria, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then make yourself a vinegar and water spray bottle. So when you have a older family, just spray. Stop acting like y'all don't know. Just spray. Ain't no problem. No issues. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No issues here.
Yeah.
Now, for men, I'm still working on ED. I haven't been able to get that one through yet. I'm still working on that. But for men.
Okay, now.
When you notice that you're trying to produce children or babies with your wife for fertility, the scrotum is supposed to be a little cool. It is not supposed to be hot. The woman's womb is supposed to be hot because she is the energy of the heat, and you are the energy of the cold, yin and yang energy, hot and cold. So, don't be going out there trying to warm nothing up. We need y'all to be cool. Y'all supposed to be cool, okay? Girl, look, don't make me get into it. and just something.
This is adult radio here. Let's get into it.
Okay. And something else simple for the men. When you notice that you're having issues of, you know, staying erected for some reason, you need some Chinese herbs. Don't be afraid to go and talk to a Chinese medical doctor such as myself or whoever you choose to go to, and just get the herbs because they do work. They do work. I've seen miracles. They work. So just get it. You know, I still am working on trying to get this thing right for y'all, but, you know, I got my little stuff in the pocket here, but I'm doing some other stuff too. So just do that. And then men also deal with mental, emotional stuff on a deeper level than women are deep with the mental, emotional, because we go through it. So we act frantic sometimes over it, but the men internalize it.
Yeah.
So men, when you're going through that, all you have to do is sit down. When you feel that somebody has caused you pain or upset, or you feel as though things are not going your way, or men, the money's not showing up as it should, because you guys are born providers. That's who you are. That's who you are, period. You can't take that away from y'all. So when you feel like you're not being that provider, please, my brothers, please sit down and take a breath and just reconnect with your internal self. That's all you need to do. Shut the door, tell the wife, the children, the boss and everybody, I need a minute. Go to the bathroom and take that minute, because your power is going to come with you once you take that minute. And then you'll be
but
able
you
to
know
stand.
What? You said something real powerful, because brothers, they really have it hard because they are the lead of the family, and in most households that do have two-parent families, they're expected, like you said, to provide. But sometimes it can be some confusion when the female or the wife is bringing in more money than the male. I've seen that cause a lot of conflict in the household. And what you said, when you just have a woman that won't stop nagging at you or won't stop talking down on the brothers. You know, the brother's trying, but, you know, he's not making a whole lot of money, but he's making some money to add with your money. You know, what advice can we give the sisters to let up off of these brothers and let them breathe so that they can, you know, just reset?
Okay. Now the dynamics of the conversation has shifted just a little bit. Because my thing was to try to give the brothers some information that can empower them, which will hold them when they feel off, when they feel out of order, or they feel that their energy has been completely zapped. I gave the women all the other stuff because, you know, we need that. But anyhow, so let me just end with the brothers. Brothers, let me say this to you, and I'm representing me as a woman of color, melanated black woman. I'm representing me, and God knows I'm hoping I'm speaking for the whole black women. We love y'all.
Yes,
we love y'all. We would never trade you in.
We do.
I know I haven't. You know, I haven't. We love y'all. So here's the thing, brothers. You do need to take a breather. You do.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how I learned that powerful message. My 18-year-old son taught me that. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
He literally stopped and said, "Mommy." He said, "Mom, stop." And I backed up, and I called on the God that I know, and I just let him be. And by the time he was able to take that breath and that breather, he came back the young black boy that I knew. Soon to be man that I know. So, brothers, do take that breather. There will be days when you're going to have to take that breather. Take that breather, okay? You have the power and you have the means to do it. Just do it in a way that is respectable for you, your wife, your family, yourself, your boss, or whoever or wherever that stress is coming from. When my son did that to me, I learned to tell him, okay, Nigel, now when you need that breather, I will stop, and I need you to go into the bathroom and just take some breaths. Because that way you can still maintain who you are without breaking completely down. You understand? You'll still have that masculinity. You'll still have all of that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, my
right.
brothers, please take a breath. Ladies, now we're going to the ladies. I'm going to talk to the ladies now. Ladies, when you see that that brother need a breath, understand I'm a woman that knows your frustration because, honey, single mother still to this day, I'm a woman that knows your frustration. So when you see that that brother needs that breath, my sister, out of the love for that man or the love for that brother or that father or that grandfather, and you see that he's getting overwhelmed, back off. Just simply back off. And just say, take a breath. Just say, take a breath. But you back off. You go into another room. Back off.
Right. Uh-huh.
Because nobody can handle I have a daughter, she nags like crazy. I can't handle it. My gosh, I can't handle it. So I'm telling you, if I can't handle my own daughter, damn, they can't handle you. Okay?
I'll tell you.
Just take a breath. Let the man take a breath because that's who he is. This is who he is, sweetie. Masculine energy is what it is. Feminine energy is what it is. You were born with a uterus, honey. He was born with a penis. Let's get it right. And give him his space. Give him his space. If he say he need a breath, give him his space.
Exactly.
And then another thing, if the dynamics are you making six figures, he probably making one or two figures. He ain't nowhere near six figures. Here's how you do that, ladies, beautiful, beautiful ladies, because I'm one that makes great money. Thank you. I'm one. So here's how you do this. Still know who you are as a woman. Know your position.
Oh, you said a mouthful right there.
I don't think he shall know his.
In the culture, we know our position these days. And I know I might get a lot of heat for saying this, but this is how I feel. Because a lot of times I think in a single parent household, you take that lead role and you can find yourself. Exactly. It could be a circumstance where you have no choice, and some of it may be choice. But as that lead and only parent, that female has to learn how to juggle between raising boys and daughters. And sometimes they can come across as being a little more manly or masculine for best.
I know.
For lack of better words, you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
I do.
You know, you don't really get that real tender, soft-spoken female because she is under a lot of pressure trying to keep the house together by working, keeping the kids clean, cooking the meals, making sure that they have money for their field trip, making sure they have the right books, going to the school for parent-teacher conference. So we get
Absolutely.
The picture there.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of hard to, you know, be real happy acting and feminine. So it kind of make you, like when you do meet that man or that real man, that can lead and want to lead and want to take care of your household and you and your children, we don't know how to act. I don't think we know how to act because we're not used to it. You know
what
I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, now, sister, let's be real with each other. We have to be real because this is the show for us to be real.
Yes,
we do know how to act, sister. We do know how to act. Let me tell you how we know how to act.
Some of us don't.
Let me tell you. No. I'm going to tell you. No. I'm going to tell you how we know how to act. Because if a man knows his position, he's going to hold it down, period.
Hmm.
And she's going to feel safe. And she's going to hand him the key. But if she does not feel safe, she ain't giving him the key. I'm going to tell you straight up. She ain't giving him the key. But if she feels safe and she knows that all the monies and finances that come in is going to uplift and build our home, because our position is to keep the home. It is to make sure the home is prepared and ready. He's going to know his position and she's going to know her position. But the man must know who she is. First and foremost, for her to feel safe enough to hand him the key. Now, that's a deep conversation that, you know, we can't do it in this short period of time, but that's a deeper level conversation.
Right.
Yeah, because that's all we can do.
We have all kinds
of personalities. You know,
we have all kinds of personalities. Right. You're supposed to feel safe and comfortable, and that's another thing. Like you said, that's probably another show. We're going to have to bring you back to break that down.
Because, I can.
Seriously, you know, that may be another show, but what I wanted to say is I think that's twofold because a lot of times men don't verbalize how they feel.
No, they don't
have to.
They don't have to. They just got to show it.
Exactly.
Show up and show it.
We need to take heed to how they feel, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's different strokes, different folks, different personalities, you know. It's really hard to say sometimes, but I was just throwing scenarios out there, and I appreciate all of your good advice that hopefully we can use these as takeaways. Where we find ourselves being in these positions and understanding to give somebody the chance to reset by letting them, you know, de-escalating the situation and not really, you know, being so argumentative or combative and escalating the situation until it gets out of control. Back up. Move out the way. Go in another room, like you said.
Correct.
I love that advice. Just go in another room. I know when my mother and my dad, when we were much younger, my mother and my dad would have some disagreements, you know. But one thing I can honestly say that I learned from them is they never, ever went off on each other in front of us. Now, my dad would grab his hat and walk out the door sometimes, and my mom would still be talking. We'd be laughing, right? Okay, yeah. Then it was those other days where it'd be like, excuse me, can you come here for a minute? And so that office was the bedroom. When they went in that bedroom, you could hear the voices escalate. You know they were disputing about something, but when they came out of the room, they were fine.
That's right, because the conversation was had.
They were fine.
It was over.
Exactly.
It was
they
done.
Handled it.
Correct.
And they even carried it so in the community, even with the children. So it was like when my friends and I, when we got into it or we got met angry with each other, my mom and dad had us hold court cases in the house.
Oh, nice. I like that. Nice.
It was like, okay, you're going to be the judge, you're the bailiff, you're the defense attorney, you know, and we really learned about law, and we learned about talking problems out, you know, and things like that. It's just little ideas like that from back in the day that, you know, it could probably be incorporated in our lives today in some kind of way that could be helpful.
I grew up in a household with a mother and a father. I had a mother and a father up until the age of 20.
A few callers, let me see if you're looking at it. A few callers that may be in your queue. I don't know if you're prepared to take a couple of questions or comments on your line tonight. Black Power?
Okay. Yeah, we're having a good old time here. Okay.
Black Power, we all are. We're enjoying
Black
the
Power, thank you.
Again, you are listening. The Black Power Radio, the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smartphone, your dumb phone, your Android, and some of you may have a paranoid phone, but we're here on Black Power Radio, and we're giving you more what you listen to the radio for, and we're going to try a caller at 979 that's been out there holding with their hands up for a minute. Please punch one. Everyone in the host queue, please punch one doctor, if you would, and the rest of you at 979. At 337-979-337, you are live on Black Power Radio. Our beloved doctor is a guest, and your host, Marco Robinson, Black Power, Black Panther Sisters, speak.
Black Power, how are you all doing? I just like to say salute to you, Shrekie Ma'am Akbar, to our sisters on the roster, to everyone present, to the Black Panther Nation, and definitely to Black Power Radio Station. This is Southern Regional Chief of Staff down here in Austin, Texas. Wesley Griffin, Facebook, James Muhammad, to my brothers and sisters.
Wow,
I greet you all.
Brother Griffin.
Black Power. Yeah.
Wow. Welcome.
I'm so pleased to be on the show with you both. I'm so impressed with what you both have to say, the understanding that you're giving to the people. We definitely need this in this time of despair. We definitely need an understanding of how to rectify and strengthen our relationships. We know that family is important and that we got to keep our family strong and the community strong. So I just want to salute you, sister, to the knowledge you are handing out.
Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you so much, Dr. Wood. That is what it's all about, coming together as a community, as that village, keeping that village going, getting it. Well, we have to build that village again. We know that. But thank you so much for being on Block Talk Radio tonight.
Thank you. And it's my pleasure always to have the opportunity to reach out and express myself and just to share this comradeship to rectify and to free our people from a systematic destruction and systematic genocide. Once again, it's my pleasure. I'm going to yield on that, our national Imam Akbar. Thank you for the opportunity, and Black Power from the Southern region.
Thank
Black
you so much, my
region.
Brother. Black power to you, too, and your comrades.
Black Power to all of you. Thank you for being on Black Power Radio, again, the most informative radio talk show on the internet. And we are into a no-holds-barred session, I believe, at this point, because we're shooting down here. We're trying to 843. At 843-964, you're live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power, 843-964, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Press 1.
You got to press 1. And, 843 is already up. At 843-964,
4. You're live on Black Power Radio. We have to move on if they can see us here. 843 going once. 843 is going twice. 843 will soon be gone. Let me see. We had us. Whatever. You had Black Lightning out there somewhere, but we missed him. Let's see if we can still find more show to go as we move forward. Let me try it. At 202. 202 is at the top of the key. Let's try it again. At 202 at 291. You're actually live on Black Power Radio at 202-291. You're live with our guests, Dr. Woods and Uncle Robinson, our host. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power at 202-291. Should be able to hear that. 202-202-291. You're live on Black Power Radio. 202 is not there. 202 is not there. 202. I hope they can hear me. See everybody's mic's on. At 202-291. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Okay, Black Power. We move on from there. We try to go out on that west side and pick it up. On the west side is 707. We're going to try it at 707-707 at 805. 707-805, you're live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Hey, we're picking it up at 707.
Black Power.
Oh, there we go. Black Power.
Hey, Black Power. Y'all. Black Power, ladies. Now, listen, y'all got a good show tonight, and I thought you always have a good show on Sunday and Monday night. But I'm going to tell y'all, I like the lady who's talking to the doctor. She's doing a really good job for the people out there where she live at. And with that fruit she was talking about, that's good, good fruit. And like I said, a lot of stuff she said is make positives, you know what I mean? Because we need that fruit. And we need some positive stuff for our bodies. Because I'm telling you, Albert, he gives me a lot of good things. But like I said, I got you, Albert, in the next couple of weeks. So stand by for that. But like I said, Osborne is my best man. I got his back, and I always had the Black Power's back. So back to Osborne and Black Power Radio.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. And Black Power to you too, Fred. And we thank you
very much.
Dr. Wood is doing an awesome job. And did we want to go back to the line?
Okay. Let's see where we are now.
Hello. Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Black Power.
Yes, we can hear you.
Black Power Radio. I don't know. Some of them have some technical difficulty. I don't know if it's technical coming from my end or their end. But I know some people out there want to talk, but they, I don't know, it's not coming live. When I click them, I can give it a repeat on 843. I don't know. 843, you're live right here on Black Power Radio at 843. We're making a move. Okay, 843. You might not even know we're talking to them. 843-964. That is your phone number. You're live on Black Power Radio. And we have to zoom. And then our host, Carrie, let us get the host get red, black on their subject. From there, I mean, there are a few assorted callers out, but none have their, like, their hands up and whatnot. Rolling with Black Power Radio. So we have to let you and your guests carry the show unless you want me to intervene with some of my thoughts on this stuff. Yeah. It's your call. Copy that, Ms. Robinson.
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still here.
Yes,
can y'all hear me?
Yes,
you're live.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, you're loud and clear on Black Power Radio. Absolutely. Well, you let us talk of some health and medicine tonight. Now, from your Black Power, long-distance guy, thank you, ma'am. I don't know, I can go back in a day, but I want to update. Now, I teach that the COVID, I'm right on this COVID thing hard because it's the thing most
yes,
affects. I'm hard on this COVID. COVID 18. I teach a class on COVID 18, and you add it across. It's 666 equals COVID 18. Three sixes is 1 8 or 18, and then the 1 9 1 9 is 8, and so you're back at 19. But COVID 18 is everything that's occurred from the Middle Passage up to Donald Duck Trump and the COVID 19. And so much has been done to us that, I mean, I'm barely recuperating from COVID 18, and now they're introducing COVID 19, and of course you must look forward if you live through this experience to COVID 20 and COVID 21 to be totally updated. But anyhow, this COVID 18, I mean, with the devastation of sitting on a park bench and the thought of a slave ship and how all of these things come to a Voters Rights Act that they act like they really want you to vote, that they really don't and they really won't. And all of this combined with all of the things from syphilis and gonorrhea to all of the, my direct blood lineage has smallpox put in the blankets of the black foot. So I've got all of that I'm trying to get over. And I'm on the Nat Turner property, on the Harriet Tubman property, inviting black people back to the land to get refocused and regroup, reorganize, and rethink. Now, with these antidotes that are coming across with certain vaccinations, they are not totally informing the people about these. At least there are 3, 4, maybe 5 antidotes out there. You got something called the Jensen. People think it's Johnson, like Johnson Laboratories, Johnson and Johnson, but it's Jensen with a little funny spelling, like Jansen instead of Johnson, but they play on the word Johnson. Johnson being familiar, most people go for the Johnson, but end up getting Jensen's antidote or vaccine. Now, the Pfizer, by popularity, Pfizer makes sinks and faucets, and somehow they make antidotes as well. Or it could be a different Pfizer. But the name, these name recognitions cause black people to feel somewhat in a comfort zone to take these antidotes. There's a moderate, but the doctor may get me straight. And there's at least, say, 3, we got 5 more, but there are at least 3 or 4 antidotes. Now, if you go in and take a Johnson antidote or a Johnson vaccine, right, Johnson and Johnson, which is tied again to Kamala Harris, her husband is an advocate for many of these antidotes, right, or vaccines, if you want to call them that. And now, if you go in and take you a Johnson, or you just call it, you know, in the hood, you're going to call it Johnson anyhow. So you get your Johnson antidote or vaccine. But if you go black or back, like Jesse Jackson, you may go and get a Pfizer follow-up shot, something like that, right? Now, who knows what? Now, the first, from what some doctors are saying, Doc, certain amounts of cross-contaminated bacteria, with some that comes from certain wet markets. Like if you cross-contaminate a raccoon, a porcupine, a dog, a hog, and a rat, and put it near the chicken, and the chicken take on some of their DNAs and smash them, then you got an entirely different bacteria or germ or potential, you know what I'm saying, COVID. And it has never colonized before, so you have a brand new cross-contamination. And you put that with human plus a Jensen or plus a Pfizer lead antidote and cross-contaminate it once again. Say the person goes in and gets the wrong second, they cross-contaminate the second vaccine. And that's many of them got sick, according to certain reports, that they had cross-contaminated the bacteria, Johnson with Jensen, moderate with moderates, and it's more politicians, more medication antidotes out than there's actually what you call a virus. Because the virus, you just spray Lysol on a virus and kill it. So obviously there's something a little more to it than just being a virus. So what do you say, doctor, about getting cross-contaminated vaccines on the second follow-up that could potentially lead you to a serious illness or death, Black Power?
Black Power, is Dr. Wood still on the line?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay.
So y'all want me to speak to that?
Did you understand the question, Doctor?
No, I fully understood the question. No.
Okay,
I understood
yes,
the question. Here's my conversation with that. Because I'm a medically licensed doctor, I can't really talk too much about that other than to say this. Viruses do mutate. I can tell you that. I can't get too deeply into that because that's a conversation you would have to have, you know, whenever you decide to have it with me. But viruses do mutate and cross-contaminations do happen. When I have to work into it, when I worked in a lab, I worked with HIV and I worked with other different things too. So what showed up was cross-contamination sometimes. And when it mutated, other things may have shown up from the mutation. So things like that do happen. So I'm going to give you that information, and you guys can run with that, that I do know.
Thank you so much.
Now, what is your take? What is your take on 45? I guess most people know, some maybe haven't updated, but 45 was president, unfortunately. But he had Fauci as his point guard, and several other presidents, I think, have gone through Fauci as the point guard for science, medicine, health, and wellness, and another list of medically related idealism. Now, what is your take now on Fauci at 45 and then Fauci at 46, meaning Biden, and Trump both had Fauci as a point guard for medicine. They're not exactly the Michael Jordans of this thing, but they're nevertheless social, politically, and now even medically. The President of the United States is always ordering people to take a vaccine, literally. And what vaccines that we had in the past? In the past history, as the president stepped up and commanded, damn near demanded that you would take such a vaccine or antidote. And what is your take on Fauci being the point guard of all the presidents? And does anyone have managerial? Do they have any type of management skills that they could go out and propagate or go out and make an accurate assessment and come up with a medical point guard that is not Fauci? What does it take, Doctor?
Now, let me try to make sure I'm not confused with the question. Can you ask that question again? Because I need to make sure I'm not confused so I can give a direct answer.
From my understanding, Dr. Anthony Fauci is the head or the lead for NIH and the National Centers of Disease Control, et cetera. He has been in that position for an unpeak number of years. You can see him aging if you look at some old pictures of Dr. Anthony Fauci. And at the time of the pandemic of President Donald J. Trump, Jesse James, I'm calling him, but Donald J. Trump had Fauci as the head medical liaison between we the people, the politics, and managing the National Institutes of Health. Now that Biden has come in with a brand new day, Dr. Anthony Fauci continues to be the head liaison to tell you about your medical health, especially concerning COVID-19. And if we had 5, 10, and 20,000 body bags made, and as a matter of fact, some tell us we had 50,000 body bags in record time, were we the intended target all the time, meaning black people, and which you have changed doctors under your new administration and that was under your supervision, Black Power?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was mandatory and necessary to do that, yes. I would have, yes. Yeah. I would have changed administration when the new administration came in. I would have done that.
Okay. And what is your take on the 50,000 body bags in record time for black people only?
The 50,000 body bags of what? I can't hardly hear you. Getting low again.
50,000, according to some statistics, you may want to research it and Google it, that black people, when you saw a COVID, some say came in from Wuhan, China, and we saw it move around, and they say it moved its way to Japan, from Japan to Vietnam, from Vietnam all the way into other parts of Asia. The Eurasia took over, European and the Asian, teamed up and saw it in Greece, in Finland, in Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan, all into London and many of those hit the state of Netanyahu of Israel, Prince Charles of the UK, United Kingdom, Bloody Brits, Boris Johnson, the Donald Trump lookalike, many others, all the way through Europe. And it comes into the backside, some say the black side, of what they call the USA, and came into California, into Washington State, Oregon, in the back door, and they say they seriously underestimated the numbers of people that were affected and that died, found in body bags. In Chicago and down in New Orleans were similar. When you saw Sicily, the boot in Italy, it zoomed through Italy and hit the United Kingdom, almost wiped the Pope and them out. But it did the exact same thing in Louisiana and all like that. From the Mardi Gras all the way through the state of Louisiana was most affected, they say. I can hardly believe what they say, but they did say it. And on into New York and everywhere. So that is the swine a base? Is the swine a travel agent or, you say, a conductor and a non-conductor of this swine? That means it can accelerate and colonize better in certain environments. Let's say if a person had the swine flu originally, and they came in contact with certain bacteria that could be interpreted as a COVID or COVID-19 to be closer home, then were black people the target all the time, black power?
Let me say this. I can't really speak to that level of it because I haven't done my research on it, so I'm not going to give false information. But from a biogenetic standpoint, I'm going to speak from that level, which is a biomedical genetic standpoint. When you have viruses that are moving like that, that is an indication that there's some level of mutation taking place. Now, the mutation can either be according to the genetics of the individual, or the mutation can be something that came from an artificial situation, inoculation of some sort. I can only speak from that angle. But as far as the thousands of people who were black people who died from the virus, I can't really speak to that because I can't give you too much information about that because I don't have that much knowledge on that level right there. But from a genetic biomedical standpoint, mutations take place. Things do happen, and biogenetically it's written in anatomy and physiology books that the body changes and shifts over the years. So, yes, some things can show up and some things will happen biogenetically. And viruses will take place biogenetically as well as what we're seeing today. I hope that helped.
Yes, thank you for your point of view on that. Yeah, that was very helpful. Well, I know that when it first started off, this is only my opinion, it seems as though it was moving rapidly amongst our community, more so than any other community. And it makes you wonder, was that intentional? What was our people getting the right help in the hospitals? I know it was a video that I seen that was very disturbing, and it was one of our doctors of color, a woman who was crying out for help. She was actually telling the doctors what she needed. She was walking them through what they should do to keep her alive. Well, she said she was ignored. She even made a video about it. And everything, she later passed. And they say that she did not get the proper treatment, which brings me to the question that one of my comrades asked, we were talking about last week. Should doctors have camcorders like the police officers? How do we know that these people are really getting the right treatment? How do we know what's in these vaccinations? How do we know if we are getting the same vaccinations as people with money or celebrities or things of that nature? We just have no way of knowing exactly what we're receiving in the COVID vaccination. And because of the history of the country with the Tuskegee experiment and other things, our community is very untrusting of this vaccination, and rightfully so. So with all that being said, I'm wondering, is there a way that we can find out or demand to get the ingredients in these vaccinations and have a breakdown of it?
Just like the mumps, measles, and rubella shots are given to our children school age, they are supposed to tell you what's going on and what's in the vaccination. They're supposed to tell you this.
Right. And then
so
that,
I'm not sure why people aren't getting.
Can we trust it or not? We're afraid as a people because of the history of this country, because of the experimentations that they've done on our people. So they, people can't get mad or angry at us for not wanting a vaccine, you know, because we don't fully trust it. How can we trust it? You know, that's just a point that I'm just throwing out there, that I understand that. Now, we do have people that are high risk, and they are being told they have to take the vaccination. I know I fell under that category, but, you know, it's like you damned if you do and you damned if you don't. You don't know which way to go. You don't know which way to go with it. Because just for case in point, just like Jesse Jackson and his wife had caught COVID-19, Jesse Jackson is 79 years old. He had taken the COVID vaccination. I don't know which one. I don't know whether it was Pfizer or the Moderna or what have you. But his wife opted out. She did not take the vaccination. Jesse Jackson is in rehab. His wife is on a ventilator. So those are things that make you go, you know. Mm-hmm. You want to think, okay, this thing is helpful. Something has to be going differently because people are not dying like they were at first. Is it because we have more knowledge? Is it because that? Is it because the vaccine? Is it because we are social distancing and we didn't go out? And you know, we don't really know. And then we have all these new variants coming at us, and the virus is mutating, like you said. We really don't know which way to go.
Yeah, that can cause fear in the community and frustration in the community. But I'm looking at the whole broad big picture as well. When they first came out with the polio vaccination many, many years ago, many people died because they really didn't understand it. Many people died because there were casualties of war. So right now, where we are in the situation we're in, and then coming from a also genetic perspective, there will always be casualties of war. So the question that we're looking at as a melanated people is, who are they? Which ones are? Okay, we've already been Agent Orange. We looked at Agent Orange. We also looked at how syphilis attacked the black communities. So people have a right to feel the way they feel with the frustration and the confusion of taking the vaccination. They have every right to feel the way they feel. That is a human response. That is an absolute human response. And because we, the people, have a right to speak whatever we need to say, freedom of speech according to the Constitution, but also in the Constitution, in the amendment, they took away our right back in 2016. Our right was taken from us concerning, oh, Lord, y'all put me in a situation here. But the rights were taken from us concerning being able to say if we want to take certain certain mumps, measles, and rubella shots for children getting school age. Our rights were literally taken from us back in 2016. And I do have the literature on that, but I'm not in my office where I could have given y'all that literature right here on the spot. But I'm not in my office where I could have read it to y'all and sent y'all to the post of it. So I'm not in my office. I can't give you all that. But
no problem.
We have every right to feel the way we feel. And people in other communities have a right to feel that way, too, because right now everything is still in the experimental stage. Right now they're saying within a few months the FDA would have approved which vaccination is that. Which one is? I think it's Pfizer or one of them. In a few months that vaccination will be approved. But we're still in the experimental Okay, that's the one. We're still in the experimental stage of a lot of this. So our community, our awake community, just has to be mindful and know their rights from a medical perspective. No one can deny you the right to ask your medical doctor or whomever who's giving you that vaccination what is in it. You have a right to ask what is in it. But they already told you that it's an attenuated virus. Which means it is a diluted version of the actual virus that's being injected into the body. That's what attenuated means. But it's still some other things being added to it as well, which is causing the virus, because viruses cannot, according to our molecular biology books written by the United States of America, viruses cannot live outside of the body. Now, this thing is doing whatever it's doing. It's mutating. It's just mutating rapidly. So now you're getting other stuff to help it to live and be in, you know, you're going through a lot with that as well. But the microbiology book and the hematology book and the cellular molecular biology book, these are books I study from, said it cannot live outside of the body. But anyhow, it's now doing that. So I'm just saying.
So basically,
just
they
make
really
informed
don't.
Decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And you
so
do have
really
a right to
know.
Ask the questions. You have a right to ask those questions. That is your medical necessity, your medical right. And as a doctor, we signed the oath. I signed literally three of them to do no harm. That's what I had to sign before I took my walk across the stage, to do no harm. So I don't know.
But I have to go back to the beginning of this thing, like when it really hit, and it hit, I think New York was the first state that it hit really bad.
Hot zone. New York was the hot zone.
Yes. And I remember looking at videos of nurses crying, and doctors were so overworked, and I can't say exactly what part of New York that was, but they were bringing trailers to put bodies in. I mean, I've never seen anything like that in my life. And they were just stacking bodies. And it was a nurse stating that they didn't have enough people to help all of the people that went into ICU. So a lot of people lost their lives due to neglect. But we'll never know, because the truth hasn't come out about it. When it first hit New York like that. And I know that they was working day and night to try to rectify the problem, but it seems as though under the Trump administration, I don't really feel that then President Trump, tried to do anything to help our community, because more of us were dying than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it the lackadaisical approach and the bull crap about it being a hoax was the worst thing I've ever seen a president say and do to a people and get away with it. It's scary he has the following that he has. And that goes to show you just how much racism is in this country. This man has blood on his hands for a lot of lives, and that's just the beginning of it. Then you talk about the PPP loans, where he was giving all of these churches in Texas loans. I mean, while us poor people were suffering, wondering how we were going to eat and things of that nature, what does Tom Brady need with a PPP loan?
I agree with you, girl. I tell you, I didn't get none of it, girl. I got the food stamps. They sent me some food stamps.
Joel Olsen in the church that can't even let homeless people come in there and sleep, he received a PPP loan. I mean, when you had all of these black businesses suffering that had to close their doors, Trump didn't try to do anything. I mean, it was really a horrible time in history, and this man has such an impact over so many people, and he still has a following that's scary. I mean, just the other day, his people went to try to release these domestic terrorists, because that's what they are, and they tried to name them political prisoners for storming the Capitol on January the 6th. So, I mean, we are fighting so many different things, and we do need to look at the holistic approach, because like you were saying, it's no way you can heal the mind without healing the body, or healing the body without healing the mind. I mean, and another thing that I was thinking about that I noticed with some people that I was speaking with is getting your services all together without having to run over here to go to this doctor, and then I have to go over here to this specialist. It would be so nice if we could just stay in one building and just get treated for everything. You know, I think
I tried to set something up like that, but there was a whole situation that took place where it turned out I had to just stay in a zone of making sure it happened, but I had to do it on my own, where you can come to my facility and get a lot of work done. So I do try to make it where so it's convenient for everyone. And one of the – let me throw this in, and even though the conversation has moved from that other issue to this, let me tell y'all a powerful thing that the community needs to know and understand, because this is your powerhouse right now. I'm going to give you something great that's your powerhouse.
Okay.
The way to build the immune system is to take care of the gut. That is the immune system of the body. That is the powerhouse of the body. Because from the gut, everything else also stems from that. So if you're taking care of your health, and if you notice that your bowels are not right, go get that taken care of. Go get a colon exam from the gastroenterologist in Western Medicine. And make sure you come to me, an Eastern medical doctor, for also a colon exam. That way you have both doctors working for you. You have the Western medical side and the Eastern medical side working to help heal the body. When the gut is in order, the body heals quicker than anything else in this world. So build the immune system through the gut. And that stems, again, from the foods we eat. You know, so you just have to know that, my community. You just have to know that. And all of this, be careful with the gummy bears. You know, just be careful. Be careful with the stuff that's going to stick in there and stay in there, because that stuff can cause clogging of the gut. It can cause polyps or tumors and things to stay in the body. It can increase the gut to a megaly intestinal. I mean, it's a lot that can happen with the gut if the body isn't functioning right. You can get colon cancer. You know, the black community dies quickly from colon cancer.
Yeah.
So just go to you know, somebody that can look at your bowels and say, okay, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that, that can give you the knowledge that you need, that can walk you through the process, that can tell you what to tell your Western medical doctor when you go there. You know, just people, the gut is your source of immunity. Build that up and you'll have a powerhouse to work with. And I'm
right.
Okay, let me say this. Sparkle, you called me personally. Okay?
Yes, I did. I sure did.
And you sure will also do that at face. So call me first.
I sure will.
Because you have to, okay?
I will. I sure
am. I'm just saying, the gut is your powerhouse of immunity, people. take care of that, and you'll be it'll help every other organ or substance in the body to heal. It will. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Well, how do our listening audience get in touch with you if they want to give you a call? And we didn't get to touch on the acupuncture and things like that, but if you could just let the listening audience know how to contact you if they want to give you a call.
Yeah, you can contact me through Angel Eastern Medicine, LLC. My phone number is 240-755-5925. My email address is dr.angelwood@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. So if you have any questions about healing and everything that we spoke about tonight, the gut and the herbs and all of that good stuff, please do call Dr. Wood. And I don't know if Brother Akbar, you want to go back to the lines and see if we have any questions or anything?
Let's see. There's a couple more questions out there. Let's see if you can get a 301. Get 301 up. At 301-682-301, 682, you're actually live right here on Black Power Radio.
Black power. Well, you know, I'm in it to win it like a shaky mama by lieutenant, or captain in this case. Can you talk black to you? Yeah, that's not a virus. That is a, can y'all hear me all right? Am I black
yes,
enough?
Yes,
we listening.
All right. Can we keep it black, y'all? I want to give a shout out to all the beautiful black people out there, and I'm coming to you as the voice of the people right now, and want to let you know that it's not a virus; it is actually a DNA molecule. It's not a virus. You can't fight this like a virus. A normal virus, you'd be all right. This is a DNA molecule. Therefore, we're going to have to treat it like as such. So staying on the topic, because tomorrow we're going to be all over the place. Tomorrow, I want to give a shout-out to all of my beautiful people out there. I done Buddha's lineup. It is about to blow up in there. I hope y'all know. This might be a late show if you can handle it, because I done blew the line up. We got Sister Melody out there, Chuma out there. We got Mama Doll out there. We got a lot of people out there that I done sent the link out to. We got Gastonia out there. We got Charlotte out there. We got, anyway, I ain't going to say all that. Just want to say that we got to fight this differently, you know, like take the Vicks and put it on the bottom of your feet, you know, and put it under your nose like they used to do in the old days, you know. Take the Vicks and put a little bit in your mouth too, you know, and fight this thing the right way, because it is chemical warfare. It's definitely chemical warfare, and they got this new strain out that it comes on like a cold, a runny nose and such like that there. But once it hits you, you can't breathe, so you're going to have to treat it like you would. Not a virus, but chemical warfare. You feel me? Chemical warfare. And this is coming from the voice of the people right now. I got in this to fight this war for my people. So when my people are attacked by this chemical warfare, and you have dumbasses like Sleepy Joe over there, doing his thing all under the table while we're sleeping on him. Don't sleep on Sleepy Joe, because while we sleeping on Sleepy Joe, he doing some underhanded stuff all over the continent, all over the world. And it's going to affect our people, just like when they started drafting our young men back in the Vietnam era. He's busting stuff open, wide open over there in Afghanistan. But we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Today I'm going to stay on the topic. Like national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, told me, stay on the topic. So tonight we're talking about the topic. But tomorrow we're going to get buck wild. Best believe that. And a shout out to my queen who's been sticking with me for years and years and on the sidelines, because I always kept on the sidelines, because she bought, you know, for every strong man there's a strong woman, you know, and that just make us stronger, because if you can punch harder than her, you bad. I'm gonna put it like that, and believe me, I can take it. So I can take it on the chin like a man. A real man ain't going to swing back on his queen. But believe me, a real man will swing twice as hard on these crackers out here. And like I always said, the crackers, anybody that want to oppose my people. So when I see what I think is my people, and I've already told them about black power, and they see me waving the red, black, and green. And so when I go past their houses and I see redskin flags and cowboy flags and American red, white, and blue flags, it just makes me disgusted, because I'm like, you flying the enemy flag as far as I'm concerned. Unless you got the RBG up in there, you ain't got nothing coming. But we're going to talk about that tomorrow. I'm going to stay on the COVID-19 right now, but I got a lot of stuff to get off my chest tomorrow. Tomorrow we coming with it, big time. But right now, the COVID-19, you want to take some tips from these ladies about this charcoal toothpaste. And meanwhile, our people are getting killed and slaughtered left and right while the body cam's aimed at the ground. As my song said, another unarmed brother down while the body cam's aimed at the ground. And I just want to say I love you all. And don't forget, don't slip on it, because we got to get black boots on the ground one way or another by any means necessary. So while my cars are down and out for the count, and while my cars have been counted to the 10 count, let's put my cars back on the road. I'm going to put a shout out for me right now, and I ain't going to forget Black Power Radio ever. But right now, if you don't mind, let me give you two Cash Apps. I'm going to give you one, $ Zion Gate 1 with a capital Z. Capital Z-I-O-N-G-A-T-E 1. So I can get these black boots on the ground, get my troops where they need to be, because another vehicle needs to be gotten. So send that on out. And then here's the other one, because without this, we cannot move the revolution without the revolutionary. And as Fred Hampton said, repeat after me, I am a revolutionary. And in the words of Khalid Muhammad, and I'm not a happy slave.
Okay.
So, and never forget, $77 Bacon. 77, all capital letter, Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S. And let me say it again for the numerically pure at heart. $77 Bakers. So we can keep this black revolution going. And like I said, we still going to have to get these cars, because I'll be rocking it. So when the Sheikh Imam Akbar called for black lightning, it ain't no joke, because the opposition is out here, and the opposition is ready to do their thing. They ready to sock 'em, rock 'em, robot, too. They not no joke, but I tell you what, when they see the black lightning come, they know. I'm going to shock their asses up, because like the Rock used to say, the most electrifying man in black power business is definitely Black Lightning. And we got great generals like General Raven, who you definitely don't want to cross that path. It might smile at you, but you ain't going to see it. because ain't no smiling when we hit the line, you know. But when we hit the line, it's all business all the time. So black power to all the family, black power to the nation, and don't sleep on Sleepy Joe, because the Taliban ain't sleeping on Sleepy Joe, and the Taliban ain't thinking about Sleepy Joe. Taliban thinking about what Sleepy Joe is doing behind the scenes. So y'all check that out, because we're going to get on that tomorrow. So black power, all the family, black power, Shaky Mama,
thank you
black,
so
power,
much, my
black
power,
sister, black
power.
Yes, Miami, and talk black coming tomorrow. We gonna get on their asses. And I don't put it like this. Like Khalid Muhammad said, I'm gonna be their. Well, no, this is my words. I'm gonna be their worst nightmare, from the cradle to the grave. Black power.
All right, now black power. Thank you, brother. Black lightning.
Black power.
All right.
One and only Black Lightning. Black power.
Yes, black power. Thank you so much. All right. So we're going to pick up from there. We're going to take a couple more callers, and it's already 10:30, so we could take it from there and call it a quit, a wrap.
Okay. Well, if we get Black Lightning, the final one, give you and your guests an opportunity to leave your contact information, upcoming shows, all of your, man, just drop it like it's hot. Black power.
Black power. Would you like to have your final word, Dr. Wood?
Final word. I'm sorry. When you say drop it like it's hot, I'm like, okay,
that's
ma'am.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Drop it like it's hot. Be there, be square. I'm learning all kind of stuff all over.
Okay, okay. Let me
so when you come
together.
Back,
okay.
We already know you have to drop it like it's hot now.
Okay.
But I just want to thank you for coming on. I really do. And for
so
giving us
final,
all good information.
You're welcome. So my final words, community, I do write stuff on the Google platform, and people have written some horrible things about me. I can't help them. They black people. They do what they do. But what I want to say is read some of the information that I've written down. One thing is about bone broth, and it teaches you how to make bone broth. Another thing is about stuff that builds the immune system. I did write a lot on the Google platform about building the immune system. If you can find it, look for it and read it, because it is good information. You know, so just people, you do have rights, you do have power, and a lot was taken from us. But if you stand up and say, no, I'm not going to allow this to happen, and just be present, and hold hands in the community of connection and wellness and healing, we can do a lot. We can do a lot. So give yourself permission to say, I'm here to support, not tear down, erase, devour, or destroy. I'm here to support. And how your support show up may be different from Mr. Akbar and Brother Akbar and Sister Sparkle and me. It may be different from mine, but we all have gifts that we can share and give to our community. And we can't keep shutting down and beating each other down either. We can't keep doing that, because at this point, we need the black man. We need the black woman. We need each other. And we have to stand for each other as well. So that's all
right.
I have to say.
Thank you so much, my sister. Yes, we do. We have to stand together. We have to help one another, educate each other. We have to organize and get our people healthy. And
yes.
The only way to get healthy is through educating us on how to eat and things of that nature and how to take care of our bodies. And I know you and I were having a conversation earlier about you having to teach people how to wash themselves correctly and things of that nature. So we're definitely going to have to get into that next time. But we appreciate you giving us all the advice you have on the holistic approach, the Eastern medical approach and the Western medical approach. And I'd like to say thank you, and I hope you come back one day
and share a little more with us, I'm posting you on my Facebook page right now. I did find it. So I'm posting an article where you can read it. You can read some of Dr. Wood's work and hopefully reach out to her for any medical concerns or questions or possibly treatment. And I'd like to say thank you and let Brother Akbar take it away.
Well, all right. We just want to thank you and show our highest appreciation, our highest form of gratitude, Dr. Woods, for joining us tonight from everyone here at Black Power Radio. Thank you for being our guest and conducting such a well-researched background and information on just the whole holistic medicine and idealism, the approach, some of the simple remedies, just simple everyday formulas, and all the things that you have given us tonight has been just totally beneficial to hear us here at Black Power Radio, to our vast listening audience, and to our vast participating audience. I want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you again, Sister Sparkle Robinson, for hosting and doing a wonderful job, an excellent job here at Black Power Radio. And we cannot thank you enough. You're welcome. And the first show in the history of Black Power Radio that no one from the beginning of these hours until this very moment, for the last 2.5 hours straight, no one gave a boom shakalaka cracker. And so we will give at least one shout out to a boom shakalaka cracker, which we got it from Sly Stone, I Want to Take You Higher. And it just came boom shakalaka cracker, boom shakalaka. And then we say boom shakalaka cracker, and we make a strong point here on Black Power Radio. So we want to thank everybody. We take such a great affection in our sense of humor and our sense of just displaying the knowledge, dispensation of knowledge, and distributing knowledge, and equal distribution of knowledge, information, truth, justice, freedom for we the people, and some organic food, some we the people organic food, some carpool of justice, and all transportation, all food needs can be met by Black people. So think over these things until next show. We'll be back Monday on your radio show. We'll give you more of what you actually listen to radio for. And we just hear the most informative radio talk show on the internet, perhaps on your smartphone, your iPhone, your earphone, your Android, or even if some have a Paranoid phone. Whatever you listen to radio on, internet, on your keyboard, on your monitor, on your keyless and wireless information network device. We hope that you have love, peace, and with all that is said, and all that we can say and all that we will say, we know that our beloved brother, Marvin Gaye, said it. Thank you.
let it control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
When the music go off.
Yeah, the first show that we didn't get a boom jack-a-lack cracker, but I gave him.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left it there, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights, you stand. Watching for the man, on drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, from a tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with it, come a tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way, planes whips
Martin, but you'll never get a solid. Chill Malcolm, but you'll never get a solid. Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Chill Bobby, but you'll never get a solid. Chill Fred, but you'll never get a solid. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in L.A. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottling a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indie goes, finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us
about
the revolution, yeah, it's
about to
start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
and we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folks people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house. And our kids come back from college like Carter G. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro, with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son. And after that, he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community. And in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized and a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that's been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
With the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my hand like cell blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you solve a lion. Before the battle, all is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Bless your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry's Ryan. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that bottom's a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them like surgic dithalamine. I decide what cryptic data mean. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car, in the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I took the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Everywhere. trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time.
Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, got a thing going on. Same time, and we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over, talk it over. We know, they know, and you know, and I know that it was wrong. But I'm
get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful. Brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, we'll get it brighter.
Right.